This is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.
I came to dance, 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 dance. I hit the floor cause that's my plans, 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 plans. I'm wearing all my favorite brands, 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 brands. Give me some space for both my hands, 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 hands. You, you, cause it goes on and on. I'm gonna do, 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 do just what the phone came here to do, 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 do. Yep, yep, cause it goes on and on and on. And it goes on and on and on. Yeah, I throw my hands up in the air sometimes, saying, ayo, gotta let go.
We gon' rock this club. We gon' go on.
This is 103.1 FM.
Just the other.
103.1 FM.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Utah voters passed the Better Boundaries Proposition 4 in 2018, setting standards for competitive, nonpartisan redistricting. Utah's legislature, in an effort to retain partisan power, gutted that amendment. The state Supreme Court just ruled for the voters. Proposition 4 enacted the Utah Independent Redistricting Commission and Standards Act. It explicitly prohibited dividing districts to favor or disfavor any incumbent, candidate, or political party. It also minimized the splitting of municipalities into different districts, required that districts be geographically compact and contiguous, and followed communities of interest standards. In response, the GOP-dominated legislature severely amended the statute with Senate Bill 200, removing the ban on partisan gerrymandering and clawing back its redistricting power. In maps drawn for the 2020 redistricting cycle, liberal strongholds were diluted in Salt Lake County and other areas to preserve that dominance. In 2022, the League of Women Voters Utah challenged the maps and questioned the legislature's authority to override the people's vote. On July 11th, the court ruled that the legislature could not override the intent of the voters, only change it to codify or enhance the amendment. Justices returned the case to a lower court, but said they may address the partisan gerrymandering should it not be resolved by the lower court and legislature. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. A few showers around the area today. Otherwise, light east winds, highs near 80. For tonight, mostly clear skies. Our winds will remain on the light side as our lows drop to the lower 50s. Showers Monday. Currently 59 degrees.
If you leave, I won't cry.
90s, and more. 103.1 FM.
You'll be my name while you collect your claim. And I wear my sunglasses at night so I can see the light that's right before my eyes. While she's deceiving me, she cuts my security. She got control of me. I turn to her and say, don't switch the blade.
FM sounds like this.
Hello.
Looking for the 80s, 90s, and more? You found it. This is 103.1 FM.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. A few showers around the area today. Otherwise, light east winds, highs near 80. For tonight, mostly clear skies. Our winds will remain on the light side as our lows drop to the lower 50s. Showers Monday. Currently 59 degrees.
kiss.
103.1 FM.